The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with you this beautiful Monday morning. I'd love to have you hang out with us as well. You can text in any questions. We have a jam-packed panel of experts for you today here on Pep Talk. Our number is 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620 here at News Radio Pensacola. First up, you did hear that Christina Leavenworth was joining us, but of course, Everyone needs a vacation. She's enjoying her time off, and she sent some amazing human beings in this morning to join us and talk some real estate as well as hometown heroes. So we're going to learn a little bit more about that this morning. We have Dylan and Diana joining us this morning from Christina's team. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that's perfect. So I want to go ahead and just have you guys each introduce yourselves and your role, what you do with Christina and her team at Levin Rinke. Dylan, I'll go ahead and start with you if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. Why not? So I've been working with Christina for about 2 years now. She kind of recruited me a little bit, and obviously, I guess I'm kind of good at what I do. So she's like, hey, come join me. And I was like, sure, we'll give it a go.
Awesome. Yeah. So how do you love, do you love the real estate industry? Are you just like, were you passionate about it beforehand?
Yeah, actually. So I've been doing this for 8 years now. So about as long as Christina has.
You don't look old enough to do it for 8 years. Good for you. Keep that skin young. Use that sunscreen here in Northwest Florida, right?
That's amazing.
And what made you want to get into real estate?
Actually, it was honestly just an idea. It was never something I was like super like, oh yeah, let's get into this. I was actually working as a CNA, and one of the girls at work was like, I'm going to get into real estate. And I said, okay, sounds fun. I'll do it too. And well, 8 years later, here I am, and I don't know what she's doing anymore.
That's so funny. You were like, that's a good bandwagon. Let's jump on it. And then you just found this lifelong passion that was missing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. 8 years deep, and then 2 years with Christina and her team. And then Diana, what about you?
So I've been on the team now for a year. It's been a great experience, and I've been so lucky, you know, to be on the team. It's something, you know, it started with just choosing the perfect brokerage and then being introduced to the Leavenworth team. So, like I said, I'm very grateful to be on the team. I've been exposed to real estate now for 6 years. Mine started, you know, 6 years ago because my dad's a real estate investor. So I was like, oh yeah, this is the perfect job for me. So ever since then, I was like, I need to get into real estate. So it runs in my family, and now I'm continuing it. So I love it.
That's awesome. And I can imagine your dad is very proud for following in his footsteps.
Oh,
somewhat,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. He is. So like, cool. I always give him pointers and everything with his investments. So it's such a great opportunity for him and me. So
the student is now the master.
Yeah.
Go, Diana, go. I love it. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing your stories and kind of your background. And as we get into that, are both of you from Northwest Florida?
I'm originally from Georgia. We moved here when I was 15.
Oh, well, that's pretty
so
much.
Yeah, pretty much
that's
here.
Pretty much a native.
And I'm originally from Georgia, too. And I moved over here when I was 16. So I've been in the area for a pretty long time, too.
I mean, I've been here for 11 years, and so I kind of consider myself almost half native, I guess. We're locals, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so before we jump into things this morning, I just want to remind you we are live here at Pensacola Expert Panel here at News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to text in a question, a comment, if you have anything real estate on your mind, 850-437-1620 is the number here at our text line. Again, 850-437-1620. Although Christina's not here, that's okay. We have part of her Leavenworth team. We have Dylan and Diana here to answer your questions. So before we get into any real estate talk, I heard you mention hometown heroes. So before we talk about how it's back, can you just share a little bit more about what hometown heroes is here in Northwest Florida?
Yeah, of course. So hometown heroes is basically like a grant that you can help get, you know, first time homebuyers to their home. So it's a non-forgivable, has to be paid back if you refinance or sell, but no interest is charged for the grant. But the cool thing is it's up to 5% of the total loan amount that they're going to get. And it's a minimum of $10,000, but a maximum of $35,000. And that helps somebody get into a home. You know, that really helps with their closing costs or down payment and things like that.
That's amazing. How long has this program been about?
So it's probably been around a couple of years now, but it just, they ran out of money and now they just opened back up like last week. So it's here and it's ready and they're probably going to run out pretty quickly. So now's the time.
Yeah. That's a minute
July
ago.
1st. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. So if somebody wants to ask more questions about this, what is the best way to contact one of you and the Leavenworth team to be able to just dive deeper into Hometown Heroes?
Yeah. So give us a call. Honestly, I do not know what actually our call NUC number is.
That's okay. You know what? I can look it up. Yesterday, yeah. I actually Googled Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Leaven Rinky Realty. And immediately, well, first of all, you guys have 5-star ratings. So give yourself a pat on the back for that. That's very hard to come across, especially on Google. But it easily popped right up. So I can find that for you here in a moment.
Sorry, I actually don't know that number by heart. So I give you my phone number.
I mean, you might get some other calls.
Yeah, exactly.
That is up to you, Dylan. You think about that for a few minutes before we just throw your number out
the radio. We're good. We'll give you guys a team number so you can have all of us amazing professionals give you a call.
That's awesome. I've accidentally given my number when I first started on air. We've done it. It's okay. That's why we have Grace, right?
Exactly.
All right. So I want to kind of hop along into, it's about 9:12. So I want to hop into some real estate talk as well. And we'll hop back into Hometown Heroes throughout the show today. We are here until 9:30 with Dylan and Diana. But let's talk a little bit about what's going on when it comes to real estate. I am a runner / walker. I love running all over town. I love going to new neighborhoods and walking. And I'm also just a real estate, I guess I should say stalker, because I'm not in real estate. I'm not a real estate agent, but I love driving around. You know, I'm the Zillow stalker.
Yeah.
Seeing what's for sale. I did it the other day in Gulf Breeze, just driving around. Oh, look at this property. Oh, waterfront. Oh, that's right. Anybody else do that? No.
I mean, we do it every day. Yeah, but that's our job.
You're the real stalker.
Yeah.
But a lot of what I see is just kind of a lot of houses going up for rent right now in different neighborhoods. And then what I know is families aren't really moving out of Pensacola. They're moving up, as in they've outgrown their homes. They've outgrown that acreage, and they're kind of moving up. So is that like the continuing trend, or are we seeing a lot of people still coming in from out of town? I'll let you take it, Diana.
I think we're seeing, you know, a little bit of both. Of course, everyone has their reasons to move, whether, you know, it's for work reasons or, you know, we're home to so many bases here that's another huge reason why a lot of people are in and out of Pensacola. But yes, we are starting to see, you know, people outgrow the homes. People are starting to downsize too. And that's another reason that they're starting to, you know, put their homes for sale, or, you know, sometimes they even pass it down to other family members, and the family members are the ones that take it up for them. But I think, you know, it's a mix of both. Like I said, we're home to a lot of bases here, so we're going to see a lot of families move in and out. I would say, you know, recently we did get a listing where the family decided to just move to another part of the Pensacola area because they want to be closer to friends.
Fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea.
And they're also, you know, they're upgrading because they have a new family member coming. So it's just one of those things that it's a base-to-base case according to each person that's buying or selling. So
very interesting. I have a question off the top of my head. You know, a lot of people right now, it's July the 8th, right, in 2024. We're middle of the year, smack dab in the middle of 2024. You know, it's an election year, and people kind of make decisions that circle around that. Am
right.
I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're starting to see a lot of that,
you
too.
You are.
Yeah.
I had a conversation early this morning with a family member, and they were like, well, we're going to wait and see what happens. And I was like, oh, I mean, I guess that makes some sense, but at the same time, why wouldn't you go right now? What do you say to people who are kind of on the fence, like maybe they're renting right now and we'll just wait to buy to see what happens in December, January of next year? What's the benefit of using the Leavenworth team right now and being able to get into that dream home?
Well, of course, I never push anyone. If somebody tells me we're not ready, you're not ready.
Of course. So yes. I love that about
you. I also sit down with them and like give them a game plan about how to go about it when they are starting to get to that point where they're starting to be ready to look at homes. You know, I set them up with the lender. The lender sets them up in a financial plan, you know, get everything ready, you know, all your pay stubs, you know, have all your papers in line. And then when the time does come, they get their pre-approval. And, you know, that's always the first step, too, when it comes to buying a home. So, you know, we just set them off at a right, you know, on the right track.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I mean, the pre-approval really is, you know, the first thing you want to do to see where you're at financially and what you can do. Actually, I ended up at a birthday party yesterday talking to somebody. We were just sitting around, you know, kids are playing, you're drinking the juice, the apple juice.
Okay.
It really was apple juice. And you just, like, try to strike up a conversation. So somebody who is from out of town, actually from Georgia, was talking about real estate and saying, well, the first thing you need to do is get your pre-approval. Like, that's what she kept saying, just get your pre-approval and go from there. And she's like, you can plan all these other things. You can say the what ifs. You can say, oh, I don't know this, or maybe I need to find that perfect home. You can, like, always dream, but get the pre-approval. And I think that sometimes that first step is scary for some people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And so having the proper team will put you at ease. And like Diana just said, the Leavenworth team is not there to like kick you into a house and bury you there, right?
Exactly.
They're there to assist you into finding that right home and opening the correct doors. Hey, it's 9:17 here at News Radio Pensacola. I'm Jenna Barr. I'm hanging out with you this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. You can hang out in our text line, 850-437-1620. Dylan and Diana are here. Christina Leavenworth is taking some time off, but they are part of her team, and they are here to answer your questions. I do have a question. Is that okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So this is from our friend Dan. Good morning, Dan, and thanks for texting in. So there are reports of a possible nationwide overbuilding in the apartment sector leading to rent reduction, and it looks like a glut in some markets. Is there any evidence of that condition happening here locally?
I don't think I've seen anything like that. What do you think, Diana?
I haven't seen anything, but I kind of read about it, too. I've actually heard that, you know, a lot of people are getting a little, you know, unmotivated about, you know, buying a home. And a lot of people are starting to say, you know, I'm okay with renting for life. And that's something that I've read nationwide. I haven't mostly seen here locally. So it's not something that, you know, I see a lot in today's market here in Pensacola.
Okay. That's good to know. And that's a great question, Dan. Thank you for texting that in. I actually have not heard of that. And I'm noticing a lot more families and friends of mine in the area buying. And if their home isn't big enough, or if they are current renters, they're like, well, we might as well invest in a property instead of continuing to pay rent. Because there's always going to be somebody that comes in and pays rent for a while. Airbnbs are also great opportunities here in Northwest Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Wink, wink, nod, nod, right? If that's something you're looking for in real estate, you can text in. But I have not heard of that. So that's a great topic of conversation. Again, 850-437-1620. It's 9:19, just shy of 9:20 here at News Radio Pensacola. We've got another text here in our text line, and that's the easiest way to text in. If you'd like to call as well, we would love to talk to you. You can talk to Diana and Dylan here live from the Leavenworth team at Leaven Rinke Realty. So we have a text here from one of our listeners. It says, national builders of new houses are offering to buy down mortgage rates when you buy one of the new houses. Is it possible to do that with an older house being sold now in East Hill? Beautiful area.
Yes, actually. Mm-hmm. So we work with a lender, Jessica Bishop, Reliance Mortgage, and they have a program called List and Lock. So the seller can pay, it's like, I think, $1,000 to pay to advertise a lower rate and say, hey, we're able to buy your rate down. Here's what we're offering. Give Jessica a call. Let's get this rolling. So a seller can totally do that on an older home as well, or a resale. Yep.
did that change in some kind of legislation, or is that just changed in the real estate market?
No, it's just one of those extra programs that they came out with, you know, trying to, you know, think outside the box and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely does add some assistance mm-hmm. to a buyer and a seller, mm-hmm. right? I mean, if you want to get that moving and get to the next step, you don't want the house just sitting there, mm-hmm. right? That's amazing. I am seeing different areas kind of grow more and more here in Northwest Florida. And when I say Northwest Florida, I literally mean everywhere from mm-hmm. Molino to the downtown tip of downtown Pensacola, right? Like mm-hmm. you're right there to Navy Point, all the way out to Navarre. That's, you know, what I consider local, right?
Yeah.
Are there any areas right now where you're seeing just an uptick in buying and people moving there? Because for a while we felt like Beulah was it. They were the popular girls, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody was going there. But now is it more spread out, or is it kind of centralized?
I see it kind of going everywhere, but there's a lot of new construction still going up in Beulah. There's a lot of new construction going up in Pace. You know, there's actually a lot of resales going up. I mean, obviously, there's a lot more inventory than there was a couple of years ago. So people are still, you know, wanting to sell and buy. Obviously, it's always going to happen. But
is
I'm
that
seeing
helping
it more in Pace.
Too with having obviously more inventory, more options for people, or does it,
it
hurt you guys at all?
I think it. Obviously, it's going to have its good and bad, obviously. You know, new construction, you have all these incentives that D.R. Horton or, you know, have all these builders that they're able to do. And then it makes it harder for maybe a resale. Like, well, we have this house. This is great and everything. Yeah, but this brand new construction is going to, you know, they're going to give you all these other incentives and a lower rate. And I was like, yeah, I'm like, well, we can do that too. But they're like, yeah, but this house is new. I'm like, okay, well, we totally get where you're coming from. You know, we try to think outside the box. Like, what can we do to help get our listings sold? You know, we're always constantly marketing. We're doing tons of open houses. That's something we try to do is like drive the traffic to the house.
Okay. Excellent. I love that. And before we move on, I want to give our number one more time. It's about 922. I might give it out once more. 850-437-1620 here at the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr here with Diana and Dylan from Christina Leavenworth's team at Leaven Rinke Realty. Christina is out right now, but she'll be back again to answer your questions in the future. But they are giving us a plethora of information. I want to backtrack just a little bit, but feel free to ask those questions in our text line. I want to backtrack again in case anybody missed it, just hopped into their car, right? They were a little late getting their coffee this morning, right? Anybody feel me? Want to go back to Hometown Heroes. I don't want anybody to miss this opportunity because it does just only stay for a very short period of time. Mm-hmm. It is used, the funds are used up quickly. Let's go back to that, Dylan.
Okay. Yeah, so like I said, Hometown Heroes is open back up again. It's a non-forgivable, basically like a grant, and you do have to pay it back if you were to refinance or sell or anything, but it's up to 5% of the purchase price, a minimum of $10,000, but a maximum of $35,000. But, you know, it does get someone in the house, helps cover the closing costs and down payment. It's an awesome program. There are some income limits for FHA and VA and USDA as well. If you want to know those, obviously give us a call. We'd be glad to talk to you more about those. But I think it's an awesome program. There is no origination fee, and they do set the interest rate, which today was 6.75%.
Okay. Not terrible. Mm-mm. Not terrible
up under
all.
That 7.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yes.
Up under 7.
Yeah. It's, hey, we like the silver lining of things. That's amazing. Somebody wanted to know if this is applicable. This Hometown Heroes program is applicable to everyone.
Yes, it's open to everyone.
Okay.
First-time homebuyers, obviously, it does have its, you know, requirements, things like you have to fit in that little realm, but it is open to every person.
Okay, excellent. And then I have a question of my own, just as we wait in case anybody else wants to sneak in another text to our text line at 437-1620 here in studio, and then I'll make sure I squeeze that question in before we wrap up. Right now, I'm seeing a lot of, we're on Facebook, right? People are a part of Facebook groups. I actually think it's an amazing thing to be a part of local Facebook groups in neighborhoods and just to kind of get to know your neighbors as well as what's going on in the community. But I also love seeing that people post that they're buying older homes and renovating them, fixing them up instead of just having them torn down. Now, where I live, which I can't mention because, you know, I don't want anybody popping up on my front porch right now, but I'm seeing a lot of I'll call it like the dilapidated homes mm-hmm. being torn down. Finally, the ones that we knew, you know, it's sad. You don't know the story. It obviously had stories behind it.
Right.
But it was getting to the point where, you know, we had people like staying there that shouldn't, mm-hmm. Animal infestation, which brings other issues, right? Yeah. And so those are starting to be torn down, and you're seeing developers that are kind of selling the idea of homes. Like, there's not a home on the property, but you can purchase the property with the plans of a new build. Is that mm-hmm. That's the first time I've really ever seen that, but I'm seeing it pop up all over my neighborhood. Is that something that's newer? Is that something that's kind of opening up for more people?
I would say that it is something newer, and mostly I would think it's people, you know, just selling the lot and giving the buyers ideas of, like, what can be built on it. Like you said, you know, a lot of homes are very deteriorated to the point where if you were a flipper, you wouldn't get the return that you wanted on them.
Oh, of course.
It's best to, you know, clear out the lot and just sell the lot. But that's actually a great idea that, you know, you have developers giving the buyers idea of, like, what can be
the potential
yeah. of this lot, what can be built. So
instead of just leaving those vacant lots, those yeah. empty lots, or building just the next cookie cutter home, because
right.
everybody wants something
yeah.
unique, right? Mm-hmm. We want something unique. And I mean, not saying any of the new builds or different developments are not. You step in and some of them are very different from one another. But I mean, I'm talking like some of the homes, there's one in particular, and as soon as I say it, you might know it. They're actually selling the idea of a $1.5 million home on a property. And I look at it and I guess my small brain can't go, oh, I can see that too. But somebody else can look at a property and go, wait, I can now dream maybe not a 1.5, but something a little bit smaller and build that dream home.
Yeah.
So when we start from there, are you also seeing people build from the ground up those new mm-hmm. homes here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It happens. It's a little harder for some people to envision, though, what's going to be there. But,
we
you
just
know,
get like a blank stare, right?
Yeah. It's like, well, what's this going to look like? Where can I put my couch? Where can I put my Christmas tree? Where's,
right?
you know,
the Christmas
and that,
tree is everything.
Exactly. And that, you know, that's just one thing like people's got to look at is like, where am I going to put this? Where am I going to do with this? And I think that sometimes it's hard people to envision. But, you know, my parents just bought a new construction and that's the same thing. They were like hard to see what they wanted.
Okay.
And to see what they really were looking at.
Hey, we've been there. Sometimes mm-hmm. we just need to take a walk, a little spruce, B12,
yep.
and we get back into it. Hey, we are about to wrap up in the next 2 minutes, but I want to squeeze in a couple of text messages that we have here. I don't have a name for this one, but I love this question. This is a very popular one and something that I'm also looking for, so help a sister out. How hard is it to find a property that may have a home and a separate home for Nana? I love that. We love our Nana. We're trying to move Nana in with us, but still have separation between the household. I'm also seeing that since COVID is becoming
right,
a common
yeah.
trend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So do you guys have any properties on the top of your mind that they can reach out to you about or possibilities for building maybe a garage type of thing behind?
Yeah, that's something they want. Tell them to call us. We'll be glad to sit down and show you what's on the market and get you all set up.
I love that. So if you have a pen, paper, 850-786-3996 is the number to call for Christina Leavenworth or her team at Levin Rinke Realty. Diana and Dylan have been here this morning graciously answering all of my questions as well as yours. Let me make sure that I grab everyone else. Okay. Let's see. I do see this a lot in different neighborhoods. There's a lot of developers that are buying up those lots, whether it is the deteriorated homes, and then they're splitting them up and then throwing up some smaller homes. Is mm-hmm. that just becoming like a common trend with just developers? Are people really buying up those properties right now? How do you guys see that?
I feel like there it is like another trend that I'm starting to notice. I read another article saying that a lot of developers and builders are starting to build smaller square footage homes because a lot of people actually, you know, they want less maintenance of a home, and a smaller home is perfect for them. It's the same thing as, you know, people buying tiny homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, less maintenance, easier to maintain, easier to take care of.
Simplicity.
Simplicity, of course.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the number one thing of, you know, about this. So
that should probably rest somebody's mind, put their mind at ease, that it's also people just simplifying their lives.
Right.
And we love simplicity. We love the beauty too. So we like to protect the beauty and create more neighbors as well.
Yeah.
So Dylan, Diana, thank you so much for joining me. Again, let me give that number. You can contact them at the Leavenworth team at Leaven Reinke Realty, 850-786-3996. Go ahead and reach out to them today. Thanks again for joining me here on Pep Talks.
Thank you.